Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Fox 13's Aaron Levine, who was on Jeopardy and won earlier this week,
Thanks for laying the pressure on me.
Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, and that, why do I feel like I'm going to get thoroughly trounced now?
I hope you're right.
All right, Steve, Aaron's ready to go.
I don't think I've been this nervous to play Beat Migs ever.
All right, Steve, get out.
All right.
For those playing along at home, Aaron Levine will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many men did the Grand Old Duke of York have?
Oof. 3?
No.
Pass.
Nancy Cartwright is best known as the voice of what TV cartoon character?
Bart Simpson.
Yes. Which paired organ is home to the bony labyrinth?
The kidney?
No.
Pass.
Which famous golfer Which famous golfer was nicknamed Golden Bear?
Jack Nicklaus.
Yes. On which continent will you find the tallest bar in the world?
Tallest bar? We'll say Asia.
Correct. Which Australian animal has unique fingerprints like humans?
Koala?
Yes. Jonas Salk discovered the vaccine for polio in what decade?
1920s?
No.
No. 1950s.
Yes. What was the name of Paul McCartney's backing band from 71 to 81?
Wings?
Yes. Luna orbits which planet of our solar system?
Luna is... Luna's Earth.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got correct there, Aaron. That is a fine score.
Okay.
I'm already putting my money on Aaron Levine.
Oh, great.
Welcome back, Steve.
Oh, man.
I know you're nervous. The heart is pounding.
I'm kind of shaking.
Are you ready?
You know what? I need the spirit of your son to help me win this.
Showtime.
Let's go.
How many men did the Grand Old Duke of York have?
How many men?
Yeah.
4.
No.
3.
No.
10.
No. Nancy Cartwright is best known as the voice of what TV
Bart
cartoon
Simpson.
Character? Yes. Which paired organ is home to the bony labyrinth?
What are you doing to me? Liver?
No.
Kidney?
No.
Heart?
No. Which famous golfer was nicknamed Golden Bear?
Jack Nicklaus.
Yes. On which continent will you find the tallest bar in the world?
Ooh, Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
North America.
No. Which Australian animal has unique fingerprints like a human?
Koala.
Yes. Jonas Salk discovered a vaccine for polio in what decade?
The 60s.
No.
70s.
No.
50s.
Yes. What was the name of Paul McCartney's backing band from 71 to 81?
Wings.
Yes. Luna orbits which planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Terry.
It would not be.
Jupiter?
No.
Saturn?
No.
Mars?
No. What year were the Seattle Supersonics relocated?
Oh, crap. Do we have to talk about that?
We do.
Because I don't know the answer. Was it 2007?
No.
2008?
Steve. Yep, it was 2008, but we're not counting it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 5 correct. That's pretty good, Steve.
Yeah.
But Aaron Levine of Fox 13, the Jeopardy champion, is also a Beat Migs champion with a score of 8-5.
Oh, come on.
Congratulations, Aaron.
Thank you, guys. Oh. I'm going to hang that one up on the wall, too.
Yeah, yes. We'll send you a T-shirt.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, guys.
Dude, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, and congratulations on all the success. And like I said, I mean, I was smiling from ear to ear, especially that moment when it saw you won it, and I can't imagine what that felt like. But as someone who's been always rooting for you and as a fan of you, I think I speak for all of us in this room that we were so happy for you.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for the support. Can't even tell you how much that means to me.
Oh, take care, Aaron.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
You too.
If you want to know, the Grand Old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up the hill, and then he marched them down again. Do you not know that rhyme?
No.
Holy cow.
Did Aaron know it?
No.
Okay, good. I don't feel that bad.
The paired organ that's home to the bony labyrinth.
The brain.
Aaron did know it's the ear.
Oh.
And he also knew that you will find the tallest bar in the world on the continent of Asia. And he also knew that Luna orbits Earth. Luna is our moon.
Well, I guess I'm not ready for Jeopardy yet.
You're not quite there.
The Daily Mix Show.
Tomorrow night, our buddy Aaron Jones is doing something really, really cool at the Queen Anne Beer Hall, where you can see him perform. So what exactly is going on? We're going to chat with Aaron after Foo Fighters. He is a boy from the Puget Sound whose career we have loved following these past, oh gosh, several, almost probably over a decade now, Aaron, that you've been rocking us here on KISW. Aaron Jones joins us now, and we're so excited to catch up about what you have going on tomorrow at the Queen Anne Beer Hall.
Yeah, man, we're hanging out, dude. I got some musician friends, a little buddy of mine named Nick Hillbag, who's been working real hard on guitar, and we're just be hanging out, man. I'm just encouraging people to do the thing that, you know, we've all been blessed to do in this country, which is this vote. You know, vote, get out there and vote while you still can. Like, we have no idea what tomorrow brings, but today I know we can still vote. So what we should do is just get together and do that. And just hang out and actually enjoy each other's company, no matter who you are, where you're from, walk of life you're from, man. Just come hang out. Have a good time and enjoy some music, you know?
This is just such a great cause because proceeds are going to be benefiting We Heart Seattle, Battlefield Addiction, and Salvation Army. Tell us about some of these organizations and how you got involved.
Well, you know, I mean, really the true genius behind it all is Saul Spady, who really turned me on to these organizations. And, he, for me, it's always been about charity and doing things that mean the most to me. You know, for me, having my mother, having been homeless and having lived on the streets and dealt with a lot of the issues she dealt with, these align with a lot of the charities that we're working with. So the more money that we can put toward, the better. So.
And Aaron, we'll talk about Aaron Jones, and I got to mention, you know, whenever I see you on TV, I get excited. Whenever I see, like, you know, big name, like, personalities preaching the good word about Aaron Jones, I get fired up. And you mentioned Saul Spady's name. He's a guy that we know. Of course, he's his granddad is the guy who created Dick's, but recently Saul was in the news because he was the Mariners crying guy. What was your reaction when you saw your buddy Saul Spady on TV bawling because of the Seattle Mariners?
To take a picture of it, send it to him, and tell him to milk it as long as he can.
Yes!
I was like, this is it, man.
Did you have like that double take? Like, wait a second, that guy looks familiar. Hold on, is that my buddy Saul?
I wasn't even surprised, bro. I was like, of course, there's Saul on TV crying. This is great.
And then he ends up going to all the games in Toronto as well, making all these friends. I'm like, you're right. The dude figured out a way to milk this entire crying Mariners fan thing.
Okay, dude, because I don't think it started that way. I think he genuinely, I mean, first and foremost, it wasn't a contrived thing. Like, he was genuinely like happy tears crying. Saul's a crier anyways, but he's genuinely happy tears crying, Saul. As soon as I saw that, I was like, this is your moment, dog. Eat this up, dude. This is your moment, man. Get the cycle, you know?
Hey, right. And you said everyone cries. I mean, when's the last time that you shed a tear for something joyous, like the Mariners or whatever it may be?
Like the Mariners.
Like happy tears.
Happy tears. I think the last time I cried happy tears is when, in 1995, when the Mariners first got
I remember it so well.
It was beautiful.
Aaron's had a dry eye ever since 1995.
Oh, there's been no hope since 95. Seattle Mariners are about hope. They're not about winning, okay? It's about hope. They're going to win this year.
Aaron, we know you've got Rock the Vote happening tomorrow at the Queen Anne Beer Hall. Everything starts at 7:30 p.m. But can you give us a couple updates on what's going on with your career right now? What kind of music are you making? How much time are you spending in Nashville? Give us a little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time on, I'm working on my new record and kind of trying to find a home. As I'm an independent artist right now, I've been trying to find a home for my next album. But But in the meantime, I'm working on some really great music. I've already kind of been scheduling some new stuff I'm doing here in Seattle as well. As much as I love Nashville, we got to get some stuff done in Seattle and make sure that the Herald Halls of places like London Bridge are heard on this record, you know. So we're near done. I mean, we got a bunch of songs ready to go, about 9 or 10. I want to get about 4 more done, and then we should have a complete record after that, you know.
Recently, we had this conversation. You know, there's so many people will refer to the big 4 Seattle grunge bands, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, and Soundgarden. But then we were recently talking about, but what are the other bands of that era that deserve to be, maybe they're not part of the big 4, but maybe they're part of like the little 4, the medium 4, whatever it may be. But what would be a band other than from that big 4 that you would be like, hey, I want to discover bands from that era. Who would you recommend that's not one of those 4 bands?
I'll tell you right now, one of the biggest bands I recommend, and Matt Cameron can back me up on this because we did a project for this band, was the band called Bam Bam from back in the day, which is a much lesser known band.
Oh my gosh, I read about them, yes.
Yes, Tina Bell is slated as the godmother of grunge music. She took Kurt Cobain out as a roadie on tour, so he was highly influenced by this band. I mean, this band, Bam Bam, was the first predated grunge band there ever was. I mean, I know a lot of cats like to say like the Kingsmen were the original grunge band, but to me, Tina Bell really embodied what the modern sound became. So I think Bam Bam would be a piece of band that you all should look up. Tina Bell and Bam Bam is a massive band out of Seattle, Washington.
Dude, Aaron, I'm so glad you brought that up because I think it was about a year, maybe a couple years ago, there was an article or a piece about her and about the band. I never heard about this band. And then I went on YouTube and found some of their audio and their clips. And I was just like, holy crap, absolutely. That's a great pick.
The songs are amazing, amazing song. And you can hear it. I mean, you hear the influence and how it ended up, you know, in pieces of different, of the big 4, even, you know, of these different bands. They definitely took from what she was doing and kind of took it to a new place, you know.
A'Ron Jones, it's always such a treat when you're going to be back in Seattle playing for a hometown crowd. The Queen Anne Beer Hall tomorrow night is where people can check out Rock the Vote, an evening with A'Ron Jones. Tickets are $25 at the door, all going to some great causes and encouraging us to go out and support our communities.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Talk soon.
Thanks, A'Ron. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The Daily Mix
Show. A Reddit user has posed this question to its users.
Uh-oh.
What's a skill everyone should learn before they turn 30? Many had some great replies, and we're going to see if we agree with them as we go straight to the comments at 820.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A Reddit user has done it again, Steve Miggs. Uh-oh. They have asked a question for other users to answer.
I love the Ask Reddit section. I'm not even a Reddit person, but I always love these because I want to see like how other people think.
This question is, what's a skill everyone should learn before turning 30?
Ooh, well, as a show that's about to turn 30.
Yes.
All of us.
Very youthful.
Yeah, you're 29.
Yes, obviously.
27 over here, and Danny's 15.
Yes.
So... let's hear what they have to say.
Things you should learn before turning 30. These are some of the replies, and we have to go straight to the comments.
And I was like, well, who can read these comments? So I was like, who's the most successful or popular celebrity in their 30s right now?
That would be Taylor Swift.
You know, that wasn't the one that showed up on my Google search.
That is the one.
But it is a female singer.
Sabrina Carpenter?
No. Billie Eilish? No. Think of, if you're choking, you might make this sound.
Lady Gaga.
Yes, right.
Is she in her 30s?
I don't know, but that's what Google told me. You know what, me? You know what? She's probably like 43. Let's see before we even.
How old is Mother Lady Monster? Gaga?
What do you think?
38.
Ooh, 39.
39.
Yeah,
okay, so
she
they're giving her the nod because in 1 year she's out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Lady Gaga, robot Lady Gaga, who's actually 33, reading these comments. And I want to see if we would agree if we've accomplished them before, you know, by the time we turn 30 or just get overall take in the room. Right. Are you ready?
So ready.
The ability to acknowledge that today is going to mentally be a day for no other reason than random brain chemical configurations caused by a dream that made no sense, and to then carry on throughout the day without letting it alter your interactions with others.
That was way too deep.
I was gonna say, I got a lot heavier. I thought we were just saying you could change a tire by 30. I didn't realize we're getting into like the more mental ways.
Oh my God.
I don't think I'm there yet.
I don't think I comprehended that enough to have an answer to that question.
Are you able to have a bad dream and still have a good day?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The skill of not arguing with stupid people, even when you really want to.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have Reddit. We wouldn't have social media. I have these two friends on Facebook. They're definitely not following this. And one is like on one extreme side of something, and one's on the other extreme side of something. And I think you can figure out what that is in this world that we live in right now. And whenever one posts about whatever it is, the other one needs to argue with them and vice versa. And I want to be like, you guys should just unfriend each other, or maybe just like, you're never going to convince the other that the other one's right.
I am also just blown away that people have that much time.
I know.
What is going on? Can you find a hobby, man?
I think that is true. Maybe it happened more in my 40s than my 30s, but like I hit a point where I'm like looking at something that I don't necessarily agree with on social media, and I want to like, let me explain my take. And I'm like, why do I care and why do they care?
Just walk away.
Exactly. Log out.
The skill to read a manual, to find the information needed to fix it, and thus enable yourself to get a try on fixing the issue is invaluable.
I mean, you might be right, but
you don't really need the manual when you have YouTube.
I instantly, whenever I get anything, including things I have to build for Tatum, like Christmas time, I instantly go straight to YouTube. And I love that now a lot of these instruction manuals, they give you the QR code because they know a lot of people are like me.
That's so millennial of you.
Thank you.
I feel like that's such a young thing to do is just go. Because, like, I see a manual and I'm immediately like, I should probably read this. And I don't. Oh. But
I see a manual and go, lots of words. I wonder if somebody read it and can explain it to me.
And they can.
Yes.
How to treat children. Please stop sucking at it. They're just smaller humans, not objects or annoying pets. Treat them as such. Especially you, teachers. For f***'s sake.
We'll also learn how to treat annoying pets well, too.
Also, can our kids learn how to treat us? Because they're kind of mean. Like, I get bullied by my 6-year-old all the time.
I do know sometimes see parents, and I'm just like, I'm not going to say anything. But I'll even look at my wife, and then as soon as like we're somewhere where they don't hear us, I'm like, does that person even like being a parent? Ugh. They seem so freaking miserable.
Oh, yeah.
How to whistle with their fingers. It's very useful.
Ooh.
Can't do it. Nope. I've tried.
Wait, I'm not the only
like
one?
Like,
yeah, with the two pinkies
in your
mouth?
I don't know how to do it.
I did it.
Nope.
See, I can yell loud. I don't think I need to whistle.
Yeah, we're yellers.
I mean, if you need it because it's useful, I'm assuming you need it because it gets attention to someone.
For sure.
I can scream, hey, very loudly.
Hey.
Hey, Taryn.
He does that every time we're out drinking.
We're out drinking.
He needs to find Taryn.
Any of you guys. I'm like, Teddy. Imagine if I was whistling. I think that would be way more annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's a fun experience moving into a new house and realizing if something goes wrong, nobody is going to show up and fix it unless you want to shell out a few $100. Something starts leaking, better figure it out because it won't stop leaking by itself.
I thought of Danny when I heard that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because Danny isn't living a blessed life. He rents. So when things don't work, he has somebody else take care of it for him.
Just call my landlord like I used to call my mom. Mom! Something's wrong with the bathroom.
Help!
It's like we got our screen door in the back. It doesn't seem to close properly. It hasn't for a while. My wife keeps saying, we need to get this fixed. I'm like, I agree. I have no idea how to do this.
It doesn't
look very difficult. I just need to get on YouTube and get a tutorial on how to fix it.
Duh.
Yeah.
Swimming. It's crazy how many adults who regularly surround themselves with water cannot swim.
I'm with you.
our friend Sean that used to work here, he does not know how to swim. He's never taken a swimming lesson in his life.
Can he figure it out? He's an adult.
So when we went to that Summer Meltdown Festival a couple years ago, he had me bring him a life jacket, and he was the only person
in the entire river,
which is like waist deep, maybe, wearing a life jacket, which I get, like, things can go crazy, better safe than sorry, but he was the only person in the river wearing a life jacket.
How altered was he that he was scared to be in the river?
Maybe a little.
Okay, because that seems a little ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Like, but he felt very confident wearing the life jacket.
Now, I say as an adult, you should be able to figure it out, but have you ever tried to teach a kid how to swim?
It's horrible. That's why we outsource and take him to lessons and let someone else do it.
I remember when we went to, like, in Hawaii, and Tatum's, like, trying to swim, and I'm like, yeah, just float. Just move your arms and move. And she's just like, thanks. I'm like, okay, let me go get Sean's life jacket.
Oh, that would always be helpful.
We have one more voice. One more comment about this. Ready?
Yeah.
The skill of not giving a f***.
It took me until my late 40s to figure that one out.
I mean, the older I get, like, every year, it's just less F's and less F's. And I am fine with that.
Yeah, well, I always say, I wish I could go back in time. We always say this. You know, the younger version of you won't listen.
Mm-mm.
But I wish that my younger version of me would have listened, that none of this, the stupid stuff on the internet, the stupid arguments you have, it doesn't matter. Stop giving an F about it.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
We hope that you can join us on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. We're going to be there because it's Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, the very first of its kind, with Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry's going to be there, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. Tickets are on sale now at KISW.com, and we really would love to see you there. Rockaholics, we know that you're probably just getting started with your morning and you're probably sipping down some coffee and you're also probably curious what's happening out there in the world. Pop culture is a hot mess, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There are a whole bunch of sites claiming that aliens could make first contact today.
Wait, today? Today's the day we meet the aliens?
Apparently so. They are basing it on the fact that an interstellar comet zipping past us will hit its closest point to the sun today.
Oh.
This is a Harvard scientist named Avi talking about it.
Is 3i Atlas alien technology? You can't do the calculation of the mass in rocks in interstellar space because this object is targeting the inner solar system. And, you know, it will pass closest to the sun on October 29th. I got a text message the other day from someone who said that he is trading options on the volatility of the market.
I'll be honest with you, said I got a text message that he was going to say from an alien. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And where are they ending up?
I know, very curious.
With an expiration date of October 29th, if you want to take a vacation, take it before that date. Oh. Now, it could be a mothership that releases mini probes, you know, that they come to Earth.
Has Tom DeLonge made any statements on this yet, Danny?
Unfortunately not. He's been quiet.
Really? You would think of anybody, Mr. Aliens Exist, would write something.
I would trust him more than that AV guy.
He's too busy with Blink-182 right now, guys.
Yeah, but he cared so much about the aliens that he kind of almost like alienated himself. Alienated. Didn't mean that, but that's how it came out. From the other members of Blink-182 at one point.
Totally.
So what do you think they did? They end up in America? Or am I just being like so full of ourselves that we just think they're going to come here?
I mean, I think
or like
you're
Japan?
Right.
Like, where are these aliens going to end up?
I don't know. Greenland? Who knows?
Can we get this guy from Harvard on? Because I didn't understand a single thing he said. Like, he's saying a bunch of words, and I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. I just heard mothership, and we should have taken vacation by now.
Well, we're screwed, for sure.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to cancel my future vacations. This is a crazy story that happened over in Mississippi. Several lab monkeys from Tulane University escaped a truck that overturned in a highway. So they got a bunch of these monkeys running around, and they're all freaking out. In fact, here's the call, some of the calls that were made to emergency services after the truck crashed.
We got 21 monkeys that was on this, got five of them on the run. They may have to neutralize something out here in a minute.
And so then there were rumors that these monkeys were they were infected with diseases, but like STDs. So they were running around with herpes and also like other STDs, and then also hepatitis and COVID. Thankfully, all the scientists are like, no, that's not the case. They're not infected with anything, which made me think that this sounds like that. You remember that movie? What was it called? Infected. Not infected. Outbreak.
Yes.
What was it? With Dustin Hoffman, where a monkey carrying a deadly virus. I don't think it was syphilis or anything like that, but it's like part Outbreak, part Planet of the Apes. Like, we're in the middle of a movie being made.
It's all happening. The aliens are landing. The monkeys are loose.
Oh, crap. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Cancel our vacations.
Yes.
Yeah. The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? He's still a little beaten down after losing to Aaron Levine, a two-time Jeopardy champion earlier this morning. 336 wins, 115 losses, 100 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.